Welcome to the Daily Path Podcast, where it's all about building an authentic life and business. I'm your host, Joe Winters Jr., and now for today's message. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Daily Path Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Winters Jr., and today's topic is podcasting for beginners. If you ever thought about starting a podcast and you don't have the budget to hire a podcast producer or podcast coach that helps strategize the best show for you and coach you on the podcast process so you can get the best results from the start, then this episode is for you. Because contrary to what some experts may say about podcasting, you can succeed without an experienced producer or coach. It would just be a lot harder. However, you can succeed nevertheless. So today, I want to share three things that I believe a keynote speaker, expert coach, or leader with subject matter expertise need to know if they want to launch a podcast. The first thing is selecting an audience you identify with. I remember when I was in my undergraduate, a professor of mine said that it's much easier to empathize and relate to someone and circumstances that are dear to your heart. The example my professor went on to give was in regards to Hurricane Katrina that took place in New Orleans many years ago. He said, while there are many people who didn't experience Hurricane Katrina and it touched their hearts and they wanted to be able to help, the people who wanted to restore the city the most were the families who were in the middle of it, those who come from New Orleans, and those who may have experienced the hardships of a hurricane in other parts of the country. And due to this emotional connection, there is a far less greater chance that one would abandon the people and the city, regardless of how tough it was. Now, of course, there were many people who had to move away to rebuild their lives. But even then, it was always in the plans to give back when they could and in the ways they could. When it comes to podcasting, it's the same thing. One must have an emotional connection with those they want to serve, because if they don't, it's easy to abandon an audience you don't care about if things get tough. So when you look at starting a podcast, who is that one person you want to help with your story and expertise? That one person represents the community of people your show is made for. The second thing is having a strong purpose for your show is essential for your show's success. I once heard Oprah say, with the platform I have been gifted with, what is it that we want to say to the world? That was the question that she would ask herself over and over and over again. By having a strong purpose, you're on track for building a show that lands in the hearts of those you want to serve, which is critical for helping others get results in their life with your content. In my experience of overcoming poverty, I never had the money to afford access to information and experiences that could truly put me ahead. So when I launched this show, the purpose behind doing so was making world-class education accessible to everyone, providing content that helps listeners think for themselves and relentlessly pursue the life they desire, ultimately being the change they wish to see. If you decide to launch a podcast, or if you already have one, I would like to ask you the question Oprah asked herself. With the platform you are gifted with, what is it that you would like to say to the world? The final thing that I want to share today is divorce the activities from the outcome. I heard Alex Hormozi say this recently, and I couldn't agree more. Yes, it's important for us to render results and a return on investment from the things we invest our time, energy, attention, and money into. However, people tend to fail at being great in the process because they're too focused on the outcome, which leads to poor outcomes because they are performing poorly in the process. When I first launched this podcast, it took me 6 months before I acquired my first client and hit the top charts. And the funny thing is, I almost quit after 1 month because I released an episode every single day to a small audience. And I thought to myself, this probably isn't for me. And then I realized I could be more strategic about my release schedule and began releasing one episode a week so I could focus on doing the activities of a podcast producer well, instead of releasing every day just to say that I have a daily podcast, which was an outcome I was choosing to focus on. So if you're going to start a podcast, yes, you should have goals for your show, but you shouldn't let short-term objectives hinder you from long-term realities. Anything great worth having will take time. And the sooner you decide to start, the more time you will be able to dedicate to it. John Maxwell once said, it's not about how fast you can arrive, but rather how far you can go. So when you start a podcast, think in terms of decades, not days. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Daily Path Podcast. If you would like to launch your own podcast show to expand your reach, grow your network, and sign more premium clients for your business, visit dailypathacademy.com to learn how we can help you launch an impactful podcast that changes lives around the world and acquires high-ticket clients for your business. That's dailypathacademy.com.